Foreword by Edie Wadsworth, M.D. It was 2013, 6 years since I'd left my medical practice to homeschool my kids and pursue my love of writing, and the first time in 6 years I was interested in reading something related to health. Maybe my medical school years cured me of wanting to study health and medicine, or maybe it had been so long since those kinds of books had inspired or given me hope. In 2013, that changed. I began researching and could hardly believe what I discovered. A friend talked me into buying a box of essential oils. Because of skepticism, I mostly kept them hidden from my physician husband for a year. Surely there was nothing to the oils. Interesting things happen when you're desperate. In the middle of a full-fledged adrenal and thyroid crash, traditional medicine's answer, a pile of prescriptions, was not something I wanted at age 43. Oils and supplements, to my surprise, began to bring my body back into balance. Soon I felt better enough to hope, and I began making much-needed lifestyle changes. My body healed itself, and food and oils from God's garden were the catalyst. Essential oils intrigued me. I spent the next year reading about and using them in my daily routine. The oils themselves were the best teachers, but I read books, journal articles, and medical studies. What I uncovered mystified me. These were no snake oils, and they certainly weren't a fad. They were God's first medicine. Ancient cultures relied on them in daily life. They were carefully designed by an intelligent creator to help with everything imaginable. And they were being studied in medical settings with astonishing results. God made plants with healing properties. That's where most of the ideas for medicines come from. With the chemical revolution of the past 50 years, we have drifted away from simple, plant-based solutions to fancier, more complicated options. Thousands of chemicals fill the shelves of the processed food, cleaning supplies, and personal care aisles of your favorite big-box store. Most are made in labs not too different than those that make our prescription drugs. Interestingly enough, they seem, over time, to cause problems those drugs are meant to solve. These chemicals are not easily recognized by our bodies, so we struggle to process them.